that's good. Which was on which line I left off? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Narayana namaskritam.
Narayana namaskritam. Naram chayam narottamam. Devim
Saraswati
vyasam. Atochayamudhiraya Astapreshu apatreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtuki Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Bhagavata Mulangayati Kirim Yatripata Mahambande Shri Gurum Dinatharanam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrinivasa Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
start with the last verse from yesterday reading and then continue reading. Then let's see what will appear. okay. So Shukadev Goswami speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. The king of the Pitas is Yamaraj, the very powerful son of the sun god. He resides in Pitri Loka with his personal assistants, and while abiding by the rules and regulations set down by the Supreme Lord, as his agents, the Yamadutas, bring all the sinful men to him immediately upon their death. After bringing them within his jurisdiction, he properly judges them according to their specific sinful activities and sends them to one of the many hellish planets for suitable punishments. Next. Some authorities say that there is a total of 21 hellish planets, and some say 28. My dear King, I shall outline all of them according to their names, forms, and symptoms. The names of the different hells are as follows: Tamishra, Andhra Tamishra, Raurava, Maharaurava, Kumbhipaka, Kala Sutra, Asipatravana, Sukharamukha, Andakupa, Krivibochana, Samdamsha, Taptashurmi, Yakya Kampaka, Shalmali, Vaitarani, Puyoda, Pranaroda, Vishasana. It's a little difficult words, we don't use them every day. So I have to. Lala Baksha, Sarame Yadana Avici Ayapana Kshara Karama Rakshogama Bochana Shula Brota Danda Shuka Avata Nirodhana Paryavartana and Suchimukha. All these planets are meant for punishing the living entities, so we don't give them these names to the devotees. Then we go on here. A dear king, a person who appropriates another's legitimate wife, takes away or abuses or like that. Another's legitimate wife, children or money, is arrested at the time of death by the fierce Yamadutas, who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly draw him into the hellish planet known as Tamishna. On this very dark planet, the sinful man is chastised by the Yamadutas, who beat and rebuke him. He is starved, and he is given no water to drink. Thus the wrathful assistant of Yamaraj, Yamadutas, causes him severe suffering, and sometimes he faints from the chastisements. There's no purport. Next verse. The destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children is the hell known as Andhatamishna. There his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped at its roots. Even before reaching Andhatamishna, a sinful living being is subjected to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that he loses his intelligence and or consciousness and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell Andhatamishna. Next verse. A person who accepts his body as his self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death when he suffers direction for his envy of other creatures by being drawn into the hell called Raurava. Srimad Bhagavatam just said, Yasatma buddhi kunate pitatupe, yadi kalatra adisha bhavi chadi, yadiyata buddhi salilena kari chanesha abhigesha saiva kokara. One who accepts this bodily bag of three elements, like bile, mucus, and air, as his self, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes part in the waters of the holy places of pilgrimage, but never take advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge there, he is no better than an ass or a cow. Quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 84 chapter, text 13. There are two classes of men absorbed in the material concept of life. One of ignorance, a man in the first class, a man in the first class thinks his body is himself. And therefore, he is certainly like an animal, saiva gokara. The person in the second class, however, not only thinks his material body to be his self, but also commits all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his body. He cheats everyone to acquire money, for his family and his self, and he becomes envious of others without a reason. Such a person is thrown into the hell known as Avrama. If one simply considers his body to be his self, as do the animals, he's not very sinful. However, if one needlessly commits sins to maintain his body, he's put into the hell known as Avrama. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are certainly in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offspring. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts endlessly and cheats others to maintain the body, he is put into a hellish condition. So others can continue with the other verses then for tomorrow on. I'm stopping here. I will decide. Text 11. Somebody wants to write down so that you don't forget. Somebody from the temple here. Text 11 tomorrow. So as already mentioned, there are 14 worlds, and these 14 worlds, there are 7 higher, 7 lower. Our planet is in the middle, Martya Loka, and sometimes this world is also described as a Triloka, 3 worlds, Svarga, and the middle planet systems. And the lower planet resistance. Poor, Bhuva, Svarga, Loka. So they are considered the 3 worlds. In these 3 worlds, the middle planet, in the middle planet resistance, the humans are very prominent. Very, very prominent because amongst the many other living entities, there are 8,400,000. Described in the Vedas. And amongst them, 400,000 species are in the category of humans. Different races and cultures and categories of humans. So there are 400,000. Not only on this Earth planet, but in this poor local region. Then there are certain under thousands of animal species, plant species, movable, unmovable species, birds, species, snakes who are on the ground. And above, the next levels above the humans are the subtle entities. Bhutas, ghostly entities, they're considered higher than humans because they have more mystical influence. They have no material body, gross body, they have subtle body. But they're considered higher on another sphere. Then even higher than the Bhutas are the Gandharvas and the Kinaras. They're more like angel-like entities, the upadevas, their subservants or assistants of the demigods, giving pleasure to the demigods, the devatas, like Indra, in Indra's palace, there are so many Gandharvas and Apsaras, and Kinaras who are singing and dancing. They're very good musicians, singers, dancers, like that. So they give pleasure to the demigods. Gandharas are a little tricky. Therefore, Gandharas we should not trust them. If you meet one, they're a little cheating, diplomatic, and have cheating tendency. Therefore, be careful with artists, nice dancers, singers, like that. There's Gandharas types. Above the Gandharas are the Devatas, the demigods, like Indra. And above the demigods are the sages, the seven sages, Prajapatis, like that, and sages in higher plant resistance, Sita Loka, like that. And then above all, the lord of all the material creation is our four-headed Brahma. So this is the hierarchy of the universe. So Brahma, he created all living entities according to the plan, subtle plan given by the Lord in his heart. Actually, the creation is originally subtle, coming from the body of Lord Vishnu. And then he starts the creation by breathing out the universe. Elements in subtle form with all the living entities. And then by the previous karma, from the previous creation or day of Brahma, all the living entities are put in different positions of these 14 worlds by Brahma. Brahma is the secondary creator. First creator is Mahavishnu, who is instrumental of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He doesn't have to work, doesn't have to create. He enjoys and plays the flute and lives in Goloka, Vrindavan, in sweet association of his eternal associates. He has a great desire that actually all Vantapanta should be with him in harmony, in yoga. But there are certain kind of living entities that choose to turn the back against the Lord, against the sun, and therefore there's a shadow, there's darkness. Material world therefore is known as tamasa, darkness. Without sun, we have no light, there's no heat, there's no nourishment, there's no happiness. So the sun is the Lord's representative in this material world. Everyone is happy to see the sun every morning rising, appearing for hopefully a long time, not so much cloudy, and not visible like sometimes in winter or other times when everything becomes cloudy and rainy and not so pleasurable. And then the sun goes down. Actually, Bhagavatam says every sunrise and sunset shortens the lifespan of a human being. But he, or those who are trained or adjusted to glorify the Lord, who is known as Gadagraj, the brother of Gada, Krishna had another brother, Gada, in Dwarka. So whoever chants and remembers the glories of Lord Krishna, for him there's no waste of time, there's no loss of the day. The day is lost, you know, if we're not remembering the Lord, if we don't remember his pastimes, his qualities, his name, like that. Then the day is inauspicious, although it is sunny. And sometimes the day maybe not be so nice for our senses and perception, But if you have Krishna in your heart and you remember Krishna, the day becomes very beautiful. There's actually no bad day. The bad day is a mental concoction. Even a bathing day can be very beautiful if you remember Krishna. And if you can, if you cannot remember Krishna, even the most beautiful place and the most beautiful scenery and climate will turn hellish. So heaven or hell or good and bad is a mental concoction. Lord Chaitanya also said, it's manodharma. It's a mental impression or conception that something is good, something is bad. Actually, everything is bad without Krishna. Without being in contact with Krishna, everything is bad. Even heavenly planets. Even the most beautiful places in the world are not fit for the devotee, and there is no Krishna Katha going on. The river of Krishna Katha, either a pious river, a Ganga and Yamuna has to flow there, or in the flow of Krishna Katha, decided by saintly persons. And that place is a very auspicious place. That's a place where we should choose to live. Any other place is not a suitable place to live. If there's not a pious river there, like Ganga or Yamuna, Sarasvati, or whatever rivers are there, Godavari, and in India there are so many holy rivers. And even better than just a holy river is the saintly association with devotees, and here in their association about Krishna, discussing about Krishna, then that is an auspicious place. That's a place we should always choose to live or regularly visit. That's one of the recommended five items of Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion. That the devotee who wants to make advancement in sadhana bhakti towards love to Krishna, developing love to Krishna or attraction to Krishna, he should always live in a holy place. Like Mathura, Navadvip, Mayapur, Vrindavan, like that. And if such a place is not available so easily, then one should arrange his home like that. To make it a holy place. Then one is always. And if you don't have a home to create a Vrindavan or a holy place atmosphere, then just chant the holy name. Associate with devotees, hopefully, if they're around or nearby. You should not be shy or think, oh, it's too much work now to go and visit them. No, you should take the attempt. Make the endeavor. Avatam says, if you are somebody who is not using his legs to visit in temple, although he has very strong legs or nice legs and a good body, healthy body and no good legs, but these legs are, if they are too lazy to visit holy places or to visit the temple, and they are not different from tree trunks. Tree trunk, like a tree, you know, tree, unmovable. No, tree doesn't move, you know, although he has very strong stem trunk, you know, he's very strong, you know, but he doesn't move, he cannot use it to move around. So if a human being doesn't want to move his legs out of laziness, he's like considered like a tree. Of course, nowadays we have cars. What's the use of your car if you only use it for your own sense gratification and not visiting the devotees or the temple and to see the deity here and serve them, serve the deity. Because the deities are our heart, and from there all blessings are coming. So we should always try to use whatever we have gotten by the Lord's mercy for the service, for the trying to connect with the Lord and his devotees, and try to use the body for serving Krishna as long as he's fit. beruht. If you're getting old, then it maybe becomes unfit. Maybe it becomes mucus and invalid and you cannot move anymore. And it's very difficult to remember Krishna and do anything. So we have to do as long as we are fit for it, to engage in devotional service and try to accumulate, you know, a lot of spiritual assets or benefits caused by our activities. Pious or impious, we get a bank account. Especially as a human being. Animals, they cannot have any bank account, because animal form or plant forms, it's also already a reaction, a karma. That's the karma. Who knows who the plants or trees and animals are from previous lives? So they had already, maybe also there were some humans. And they became like that. Who knows? Don't want to judge, but it's possible. But there's no karma for animals. For animals don't act properly. But mostly animals follows an instinct. It has a certain nature. And the demigods also don't get reactions, because it's also already karma that you are a demigod. Or Gandharva, Apsara. But the human beings, they get better reactions. Therefore, this earth planet is also called Martyaloka, the place of death. It's also called Karma, the place of karma. Here the karma reaction and reaction is upon everything that we are doing. We may remember it or we forget it. Maybe we did it consciously or unconsciously, but they are unvisible witness. A different witness. Yamaraj is a witness. The different directions are witness. The air is witness. The sun and the moon is witness. Super soul is a witness. So actually all elements, earth, water, fire, air, they're all witnesses. So we have so many witnesses around us. And after all, we have the witness in our heart, the Anumanta Upadrashta, the witness in the heart who is overlooking everything, and is granting and awarding us according to our desires. Like stated in the 15th chapter of the Gita, Avedashya Sarvai Ahama Eva Vedya Vedanta Krit Veda Vita Eva Chaham Sarvasya Chaham Ridiva Sani Vishto Mataksmitya Jnanam Apovanam Chaham. So from the Lord who is seated in everyone's heart, a super soul, comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So that's his activity as a super soul. Although he's neutral, as Krishna says in the Gita, I'm not somebody's special friend or somebody's special enemy, but I'm especially favorably inclined to those who are my devotees. Krishna gives himself to them because he doesn't know how to award them, than to give himself to a devotee who surrenders to him. So this material world, in this material world, the human sphere of the planet Earth, Bhumi Loka, it's also Karma Loka. We have a very nice opportunity here to elevate ourselves, or we have all the opportunity to degrade ourselves, to go fall more deeper. In tamasa, the three modes, as already mentioned before. And if we are always in the mode of passion and ignorance, then we have to stay in this world or go down lower. But by Krishna consciousness, Padarachas, Tamobhava, Kama Lobhatayaschaye, Chitari Vita, Anavidyam, Stikvam, Sattva, Prasiditi, by Krishna consciousness, one's consciousness can become raised to the platform of goodness, sattva. Sattva, Vishuddha, Vasudeva, Shaktitam. Actually, the level of to understand the Lord is Vishuddha sattva. It's even above sattva. Actually, as long as we are in the gunas, we cannot understand the Lord. That's the problem. Even sattva guna. Should not think, oh, sattva guna, we should achieve the material sattva guna, and then I can understand God. No, it's not possible. Because it's still material, it's still a condition. One still thinks, I'm a good person, I'm a pious person, I'm a very pure person, I'm a very not doing anything bad. Like there was there's a story I think you heard many times. There was a Brahmana living, and the neighborhood was a prostitute. And the Brahmana became very upset because of the prostitute as a neighbor, because she always had to invite new men, and there was always a lot of noise and screams and joys and cries. And so he became very disturbed, so he built a wall so that they don't have to see and hear. But still, in the mind, became always absorbed, always thoughts about prostitute. So when the time came of death, and to die, so the Brahmana was brought before Yamaraj, and the prostitute, and she died, was brought before Yamaraj. So Yamaraj had to choose, so what will be the reaction? Everyone now thought, oh, he's a Brahmana, pious person, good person, he did nothing wrong. But what Yamaraj decided for the Brahmana, he had to go to hell. Prostitute, she became elevated. She came to heaven. So there was a big confusion. Somebody asked Yamaraj, why you decided like that? You know, it's Allah, he's a Brahmana, and she's a prostitute, low class. Low class woman, you know, enjoying with so many men. Yamaraj show. The Brahmana was always thinking negative about prostitute. This was finding fault in her. There was no need for him, you know. He could absorb it in his sadhana, in his meditation, in his worship and study, without thinking about this prostitute. We should not let ourselves disturb from anything outside if you are absorbed. Everyone can come, you know, you will not hear. You will not feel disturbed because you are absorbed. But this Brahmana, he thought more about the prostitute's negative qualities than about his brahminical activities, his duty. So therefore, he has to go to hell. He became practically like this prostitute, polluted. His mind became actually polluted. And the prostitute, what's her thought? Oh Lord, this life I got this karma as prostitute, but I pray to you, please deliver me as soon as possible from this low-class job and activities of a prostitute, and that I can come to you. So she got elevated. Other one went down. Other story, also, you know, there was once two monks on the way. Two monks, brothers. They were on the way.